Välkommen till Telenor röstbrevlåda.
Hej lilla gumman, det är pappa. Mamma sa att du hade ringt. Ring mig igen, jag är hemma nu. Puss puss.
För att repetera detta meddelande, tryck.
Spara samtalet när du förlorat den som ringde på telenor.se/missedcalls.
Energy Fresh med Felix Fresh Andersson.
He's new and he's fresh.
Energy älskar ny musik.
Det här är Energy Fresh där vi älskar att upptäcka ny musik varje måndag till fredag efter klockan 18. Felix Andersson här i studion. And warm welcome, Callum Scott.
Thank you, man. Thank
welcome to Sweden.
Thank you.
How are you? You learned some Swedish words.
Some small Swedish.
But you told me before, this is your first time in Sweden and you already learned tack.
I already learned tack. I already know, bra?
Bra.
For good?
Det är bra. That's
and
good.
I know, jag älskar Sverige.
Du älskar Sverige?
Yeah.
This is a good one. This is a good one. You're going to use it in the microphone
exactly. After
every track.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, wow. I'm just going to kick off by telling you this, that you made a cover on Robin's Dancing on My Own. Or I wouldn't like to call it a cover. I would like to call it even a better track than the original.
Oh, man, thank you.
It's so good.
I mean, don't get me wrong, the original is incredible and I'm a huge Robin fan and I'm very privileged to be in her home country and to have, you know, a single that is a cover of her song. But the ballad version, I think the version I've done, it just goes on to show you how much of an amazing songwriter Robin is. You know, Robin, when she did Dance on My Own, it's that pop vibe and it makes you immediately want to dance and move. And I think when you put it on piano, like, you can't move around to piano as much as you can a pop ballad. So you have to sit down and listen to the lyrics. And Robin is an incredible songwriter and that just shows in the single. So it just seems to have touched people all over the world. So I'm just so happy with it.
Have you got any feedback from Robin?
Not yet.
Not yet. How can she miss the biggest
know,
track right now?
I don't
now?
Know. She's. I know she's really, really busy. I know she's doing a lot.
She's not.
She is. I know she is. She's doing remix albums and she's. I know she's around and about all over the place. So I know she's busy. And
but have you met Robin before?
No.
You never.
I would love to. I would love to shake the hand of somebody who's basically made my life what it is. You know.
Yeah.
I have a lot of respect for her, and I'm a huge fan as well. So hopefully one day soon, maybe whilst I'm in Sweden, who knows?
Let's go back a few years. I don't know how long you have been doing this. Is
not
it
long.
Many years?
Yeah, no, it's not long at all. I've been singing for about 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I discovered my voice when I was about 21.
Okay.
And I only discovered it because of my sister.
That's a bit late, though.
Yeah, man. 21. I thought that. And in some ways, I regret it because, you know, I'm 27 now mm-hmm. and it's like... But in some ways, I almost like the fact that I've left it this long because I've been in a normal day job. I was working at an office, typing away for 8 years. And so... It means that much to me to be in a position where I get to do what I love for a job and to come over to places like the US, Sweden, go all over Europe with my music. I sort of appreciate it a little bit more. And I know what it is to work hard. I know what it is to earn your money. And so, like, for me, it's all about the love. It's not about fame or popularity or earning thousands and thousands of pounds. It's not about that. It's about connecting with the audience. And yeah, I only discovered my voice maybe 6 years ago. My sister heard me from behind my door and she decided to put me into a karaoke competition, not tell me.
Karaoke competition.
Yeah, man. And
isn't that amazing?
I just turned up and they was like, go on stage. And I was like, I was so nervous, but she believed in me and she pushed me to do it. And I fell in love with singing from then. So, things really started kicking off last year for Britain's Got Talent.
That feels so strange, though, a karaoke competition. It's not like X Factor or maybe something like that. It's just a karaoke.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was karaoke to start with. I got the bug for singing and I was like, this is what I want to do now for the rest of my life. So every weekend, every night I got back from work, I was in my little studio in my bedroom. I recorded the Robin song, I think, 2 years ago now.
2 years ago?
And put it on YouTube. Whoa. Yeah, put it on YouTube and was just like, that's for the world to listen to. And then last year I sang it on Britain's Got Talent in my mm-hmm. audition and it just went viral. And now the audition video has got about 70 million views or something.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
I think even 23.
Yeah, well, there's 23 on my original video that mm-hmm. I did 2 years ago. The audition video that I did last year is like 70 million. Wow. And now my official video is creeping up as well. So wow. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. There's so much love for this song.
So what's going on in your head? I mean, a few years ago, you were only working as a normal person. Now you travel around the world, playing your tracks and show the world this is who I am.
Yeah, man.
What's the biggest difference?
It's surreal. I mean, I was talking to my mum the other day and just talking to her about what I'm doing and where I'm going. And we was just sat like, when did this change? Like, I used to be the office guy, sat typing away for 7 hours a day. And now I get to perform my music to people all around the world. And it's like, I think the biggest difference is that I love what I do. In the office job, I was just earning a bit of money. You know, I was just earning money to pay for my car and to go on holiday with my friends. That was it. Whereas now I'm living and breathing what I love. And, you know, I'm performing to people, and there's nothing more sort of satisfying than performing music to people and them genuinely enjoying it. And you can see on their faces, they're into it. That's what I live for. You know, that kind of reaction that you get with your audience is everything to me.
A funny question is that I usually ask people this question because they see the difference from back then until now.
Yeah.
How does it feel to have fans?
Oh my God.
Is it strange?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, you go through life and you meet people and you meet friends and you meet people along the way. But to have fans and to have people believe in what you do so strongly that they follow your move, they follow like where you're going and constantly supporting you. It's like nothing else. It's like having an extended family of the world. And my fans are all over the world, you know, every continent, as far as, you know, as far east as, you know, Asia and Australia, to as far west as America, South America, and everywhere in between. And I'm just so lucky, like, to have people type to me every day. I mean, I have super fans that are just there, like, morning, Callum, and they'll message me every morning, and it's so nice, man.
Have there been a moment yet where you feel like, oh, shit, this is awkward?
Yeah, so I was doing this thing in England that we have called Ladies Day, and it's where all...
Oh, that sounds like a nice day.
Yeah, exactly. All the women go to this one day, and it's everybody gets dressed up, and there's lots of wine and everything. And I was doing a gig there, and we was doing meet and greets, and there was a lady who was probably about 60 who came up, and she was like, oh, you're amazing. She gave me a hug, and then she says, give me a kiss. So I kissed her, but then she put her tongue in my mouth, and I was just like, wow, this is going fast. So I just like was giving some I was like giving some eyes to the security guard, like, help me. But I mean, it was just funny, you know, like having that like interaction. Everybody was like bursting into laughter, so it was funny, man.
What would you say is the biggest difference now from before? Let's say that you looked at some stuff. I want to buy this stuff one day.
Yeah.
What was the first thing? The first thing, I really want this thing.
Well, now that I have some money.
Not maybe money, but yeah, of course you have some money now. But what was the first thing? Like when I get famous or when my music breaks.
This is what I want to do.
Yeah,
kind
this
of thing.
Is what I want to do.
I mean...
Like it could be go on a holiday to maybe a nice place or you buy a new car or...
I think the first thing that I thought of doing, like, you know, obviously when you get into the industry, you know, you think to yourself, God, what would I do if, like, you know, I blew up and I've got, you know, people, everybody's knocking at my door, like, what would I do first? And, like, because of the upbringing I've had, it would be my mum. First and foremost, she would never have to work again. I'd send her on a really cool holiday somewhere.
That's so nice.
And I would look after her completely. Yeah, my dad lives over in Canada with my brothers, so I'd go and take an extended trip out with them. And I'm a very much a family guy. I love my friends. I love my family. So I'd treat all my friends and family. I'd pay off all their debts and just take everyone on a massive party and a massive holiday and just enjoy spending time together.
That's
you know?
Amazing.
And then buy myself a really nice car.
Of course. What car?
Oh my God, like a Jag, maybe a Jaguar. Ooh. Or I mean, I know we're in Sweden, so I feel like I should say Volvo.
Yeah, you should.
A really nice Volvo.
So I have a nice question for you, or not a nice question maybe, right, okay. But I'm a bit interested in this Tiësto remix.
Yes.
How come Tiësto did a remix?
So my manager has done stuff with Tiësto before. Mm. My manager manages a guy called Andreas Moe. Who's from Sweden, and he has done some stuff with Tiësto before. So my manager, when my song was going out, he just hit Tiësto up and he's like, yo, check out this song, like, do you like it? And Tiësto was like, yes, I love it, like, let me do a mix. And he sent us back what we got, and I was just like, this dude is, like, so talented. Like, he's managed to keep the emotions of my voice and to keep the emotions of the track. So it's still a very emotional track, but it's got that beat behind it, and it makes it a bit more uplifting. Obviously, my version's really sad, and I love singing sad songs, but he's made a sad song happy again. And it's incredible. Like, you know, I owe him so much because he's opened the door for me where, you know, other people might not like a ballad, but Tiësto has made it like a lot more punchy and a lot more driven. And I think if you don't like the ballad, you might like this one. And it's just opened the door to a new audience for me. So I've got him to thank for everything. So yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, man.
And now we need to talk about one other artist.
Okay.
Because Justin Bieber is in Stockholm.
I know. He's in Stockholm. Saw this on Twitter.
You should hang out with him something.
I would love to. I would love to do like a song with him as well.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to write with him.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
But is Justin Bieber one of your, like, the guys you look up to?
I mean, Justin's incredible. He's incredibly talented. In terms of influence, not so much. I mean, he's obviously loads cooler than I am. I'm nowhere near as cool as Justin Bieber. I might wear long t-shirts, but maybe one day. Maybe one day. But my one of my biggest influences is Adele.
Mm.
Like, she's got such an incredible voice. She seems like such a great human being as well. And she's just got that massive voice where it just speaks to you. And I think with me, like, one thing that I've really loved about songwriting and my own songs is that you get to write from the heart. And she's obviously written songs about her heartbreak and her ex. And for me, like, I want to write songs about my life and what means a lot to me. And I think they're the best songs because they're the most meaningful. And so she's a huge inspiration to me. But it's got to be Michael Jackson. He's my all-time favorite, man.
That's a classic.
He's my all-time favorite. His dancing, I mean, I can't dance, but his dance moves was amazing. Like, his acting was amazing. His outfits, his glittery gloves and everything.
I actually told the Swedish DJ, Alesso, when I asked
Sick.
Yeah, I asked him the same question, who's your influence and everything. And he tells me, I don't know. And I sit like this. Every interview I done, everyone loves Michael Jackson. And he's like, yeah, but he's not so cool. And I'm like, what? Are you kidding me?
Get out.
It's like that.
Yeah, man, Michael Jackson's the man, you know. He had everything. So, yeah, big up to Michael Jackson.
So what's next for you? Will we hear a new single soon?
Yeah, man. So I've just I just came from London yesterday. I recorded a couple of my songs with a gospel choir and with a string section, which was one of my dreams come true. Like, to sing with those guys was incredible. So we're putting the finishing touches to some of my songs. I'm hoping to have a single out as soon as possible. I mean, obviously Dance On My Own's doing so well, so I want to make sure I follow up with something strong. So I've got that to look forward to. I'm touring with Jamie Lawson in October.
That's amazing.
All the way through the UK. Great. Yeah, and he's such a nice guy, man. He's so lovely. And then I've got a headline American tour in November.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm doing a lot more writing for the album and for other bits and pieces. Maybe a few collaborations here and there. But yeah, man, just writing, recording, gigging. And then I think I'll get a break in December probably for Christmas. That'll be it. I can sit and chill for a week.
Callum Scott, thank you so much for dropping by the studio.
Thank you, man.
I wish you the best.
Tack, tack.
Vi älskar ny musik.
Fresh.
New
music.
Energy Fresh med Felix Andersson.
Energy Fresh med Felix Andersson.
Energy. Välkommen till Telenor röstbrevlåda.
Hej min fina mamma. Kan inte du snälla swisha mig för fika? Älskar dig, puss puss.
För att repetera det.
Hej min fina mamma.
Spara samtalet när du förlorat den som ringde på telenor.se/missedcalls.